I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, some pronunciation rules to help make your speech sound more natural.
Back with us from Los Angeles is Nina Weinstein, author of the English teaching book, What Do You Say? Guided Practice in Relaxed Speech. Last month, she talked about reduced forms like wanna, gonna, have to, the spoken versions of want to, going to, and have to.
Nina Weinstein says once you learn how speed affects words when a speaker is talking at a natural speed, the next step is to learn how it affects the pronunciation of sentences.
There are languages that have choppy rhythms. For instance, German has a choppy rhythm. Vietnamese has a choppy rhythm. But English doesn't. English wants to be a smooth language. So the best way to smooth out a language or the smoothest organization is consonant vowel, which explains the first rule. If there's a final consonant sound followed by a vowel sound, the consonant sound will move over. This is automatic. People don't think about it. And we have a couple of examples to show how the reduced forms and these pronunciation rules work together.
I don't want to spend a lot of money. I don't want to spend a lot of money.
The written sentence is, I don't want to. And we learn that the reduced form for want to is wanna. So that's how we get, I don't wanna. And then spend a lot of money. We learn that of becomes a if it's said at a natural speed. So we're left with, I don't wanna spend a lot of money. So now we apply the sentence rules. We want to know how the sentence will be pronounced. So we look at spend a, and we know that spend is said with a final consonant sound followed by a vowel sound, a. So instead of spend a, we will get spend a. I don't want to spend a.
What's your other example there?
Well, the other example in that sentence is a lot a. So a lot a, we have the O sound before the T and the A sound after. So we have a T surrounded by vowels. T changes to D. D is a final consonant. Usually final consonant sound just moves over to the next vowel sound, but we have a special case if it's a T. We want to make sure to look for vowel sounds or listen for vowel sounds on either side. So we have spenda, lotta, okay? With lot, T becomes D, and then it moves over to the A. So it's happened two times in this sentence. I don't want to spenda, lotta, money.
I don't want to spend a lot of money.
That voice is from the practice materials with Nina Weinstein's book, What Do You Say? The next rule she teaches is that when two of the same sound are next to each other, one is going to drop out.
Get 'em as soon as possible. Get 'em as soon as possible.
Said slowly, that's get them as soon as possible.
So as ends with a z or close to an s sound. Soon begins with an S sound, so two of the same sound, one drops out. And again, it's that smoothing of the rhythm of the language. If we stop to pronounce each sound, we're going to break the language into a piece. So instead of as soon, it becomes as soon. Now we apply the sentence rules, and we look at get. Okay, we have a T sound. We said whenever there's a T, we want to know if there are vowel sounds on either side, which in this case there are. So T becomes D and then moves over to the So instead of get it becomes get 'em.
Get 'em as soon as possible. Get 'em as soon as possible.
How do you go about teaching this? What would you suggest?
First of all, I would suggest starting with the first rule, final consonant sound followed by a vowel sound. So when people were in class and they were listening to tapes of natural speakers, I would write a sentence on the board, for instance, and then analyze it and ask them before they even thought about it or heard it or whatever, if there's a final consonant sound in that sentence followed by a vowel sound and how they think it might be said. And then play the sentence and see if it is said that way. If a native speaker says the sentence without stopping, the final consonant sound followed by a vowel sound is almost impossible not to do.
English teacher Nina Weinstein is the author of What Do You Say? Guided Practice in Relaxed Speech, published by Longman. You can find transcripts and audio files of all of our segments, including this one, and our recent discussion of reduced forms, at our website, voanews.com/wordmaster.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.